at this point, you've probably got this whole thing figured out. It's time for Spirit Stories. You live in a physical world, but the spiritual world, it's just as real, and it's all around you. And good news, despite what the movies might try to sell you, you don't have to be afraid of it. Spirit Stories is a storytelling podcast where everyday people share their close encounters with the spiritual. Because when we engage the spirit realm alongside God, He uses it to grow and strengthen our faith. And thankfully, you don't have to just take my word on that. Well, there are a lot of great combinations out there, and food combinations. Those are my favorite. Peanut butter and jelly, mac and cheese. When you think about war, you don't usually combine that with compassion. And yet my friend Micah had a series of dreams in which God did just that.
My name is Micah, and this is my spirit story. So I had two dreams recently that were strange. They were back to back. The first one woke me up one night, and then the next night, around the same time, I had another dream that I felt like it piggybacked off of it. I play music a lot around here at Crossroads. I play bass wherever they need me, kind of. So I had this dream that I was playing with guys who lead worship around here, and we're actually on a stage from my old middle school, elementary school, and we're all really spread out, and I'm trying to play, and I'm looking down, and I'm surrounded by junk. Just like boxes, extra gear. It's like everything you would find backstage is pushed around my feet. And my feet are so crowded that I feel like I'm going to fall over because they're up against each other and I can't even really spread my legs out to stand firmly. Like I feel like I'm going to topple off the stage. And I started getting really annoyed that I had been put in this position. Like why would anyone expect me to be able to do this whenever I'm standing like this and I can't function in any way? In the dream, I had this very clear idea that these people are trying to pull a fast one on you. Somebody's like playing games with you and trying to trick you. I really like to believe the best of people, but once the curtain's kind of pulled back and I see that someone's doing anything shady, it just rubs me the wrong way and gives me a really bad taste. So in this dream, I saw this happening very clearly. Like these people you trust and that you want to lean on and that you want to believe they have the best intentions and follow, they're really just trying to trick you. And instantly in the dream, like protectively, I just had this, oh, that's a lie that someone is trying to feed you while you're asleep so that when you wake up, you're really upset at people for something they didn't do. In the dream, I very clearly realized somebody in this dream is trying to pull a fast one on you so you can't trust the people that you want to rely on. I feel like sometimes when you wake up from a bad dream or even a really scary spiritual feeling dream, you can just be panicky or feel like, what was that all about? When I woke up this time, I felt very protected. Like I had someone who was guiding me through the dream. So even if it was going through a place where something was manipulating and trying to snare me, God was at work in a larger context saying like, I'm letting this happen so I can show you clearly that we really are in a spiritual war. You don't battle against your brothers who you're fighting with. You don't battle against people who don't care about God. You don't battle against strangers or anyone who gets in your way in any way. You're actually battling against spiritual things that really are trying to trip you up. So the next night, I dreamt that there's a person with their back turned to me. It's a man. It's just a guy. And he's like scrambling. He's rushing around. He wants out. It's like he's caught in a cube of the room we're in, and he's just like looking for any exit. He starts scrambling up the walls. So this is like kind of freaky horror movie type stuff. But for me, in the context of the dream, I'm not scared. I'm like, I'm supposed to catch this person. So I just literally jumped on this person's back, and I'm like pulling their hair. Like I have a handful of hair, like I'm not letting you go with your scalp kind of thing. And the person's like climbing up the walls, going on the ceiling, like stuff that sounds like it should be really scary. My whole mindset was like, I'm good. I'm safe here. I got to catch this person. So finally, I wrestle them down. Gravity kind of reorients back to the ground. I flip him over, and it's just this, it's this guy. I don't recognize his face at all. It's a human. Nothing super freaky, supernatural about him. I see his eyes. Like, at my deepest core, I realize any dreams of anxiety I've had, where I just wake up panting, having a panic attack, freaking out, feeling like there's something that I haven't accomplished that I have to get done, that I need to resolve, all of that was like summed up in his eyes. It was like I'd caught the guy who was tinkering behind the scenes, trying to trip me up. But his face looked like a scared rabbit. Like there was absolutely no strength in his face. He didn't even look defiant, just scared and like darting eyes. I've got to get out of here. How can I get away? I'm captured. It was literally like a small animal that's been captured in a snare. So I'm looking in his face and I'm realizing this person is the source of huge amounts of anxiety that I could string together. If I could remember all the dreams I've had in the past 5-10 years that are just anxious, I didn't have any feeling, any emotion other than compassion, which is very, very strange. You think of demons, spirits, anything otherworldly, even the word paranormal carries like this sinister, like huge amount of power that we can't recognize or we can't conceptualize. It's always bigger than us. It's always got one more trick up its sleeve that we can't recognize. But in this dream, the only feeling I had towards this thing was compassion because of how powerless it was. And I immediately realized that in the Bible, whenever Jesus would cast out a demon or just tell someone, you know, I want to heal you of this. I want this thing to go away from you that's been hindering you. He just goes up and says, get out of here. Obviously, God has final authority and he wins out in the end against anything that stands against him. But I sort of realized that whether God is talking to us or he's talking to demons, anything he created, he sees it with an eye of compassion. That's not to say that he's happy with what's going on or how things have been done. It doesn't mean he looks at demons and says, hey, you've been doing a lot of good stuff. These are beings who have actively functioned against God for as long as you or I could possibly imagine. But when he sees them, he's not filled with vengeance and hatefulness. He's comfortable starting from a place of compassion in all things. And I was really blown away by that because I was immediately like, I've spent a lot of time in my life, whether it was intentional or not, actively working against God and saying, you know what? Things are getting rough. I'm going to separate from what God is doing, kind of do my own thing for a little while until I feel a little bit more secure, comforted by whatever else I can find, which in a way is what demons do. And to see that every time God approaches us, when we're in that context, it starts from a place of compassion. He doesn't have to explain himself to us or to the demons. He doesn't have to explain the way the world is supposed to work or tell us why he did things the way he did. He comes to us with so much confidence in what he's doing that he's able to focus more on building a relationship.
My man Micah, thanks for sharing your story with us. If you have a story you'd like to share, or if you have questions about the podcast, we would love to hear those. Interact with us over email, podcasts@crossroads.net. And we understand that some of the stories in this series can be upsetting or can leave you with questions that are difficult to answer. If you have an immediate need, we are here for that too. You can reach out to the concierge service at Crossroads Church via email, hello@crossroads.net. Leave your name, your question, or concern, and if you'd rather have a call back than an email, leave a number where we can reach you. Someone will be in touch shortly. Spirit Storage is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.